And that story about the future of vision leads us to this month's All Things Considered News Poet. Each month, we're bringing in a poet to spend the day with us, and at the end, to compose a poem reflecting on the day's news. Today, we're joined by Craig Morgan Teicher. His books include Brenda is in the Room and other poems. And Craig, it was that Google Glasses story that was your inspiration today. Why?
You know, I love the internet. I walk around with an iPad everywhere I go, but this idea of the internet superimposed actually on what you see and everywhere you are really sort of changes the stakes, I think. It's kind of creepy.
Creepy, intriguing. And how did you end up turning that into verse? How did you approach that?
Well, I wrote in a form called a villanelle, which is a form where the first and third lines are repeated as the last lines of the succeeding stanzas through the rest of the poem. So it's kind of about convincing yourself of something or repeating something or trying to kind of get over a point that you can't quite get over.
Huh. Did you choose that structure? It has a certain formality to it, I guess, right? Why did you turn to that?
This is it's a challenging circumstance to try to, you know, normally I would take weeks to, finish something like this. So
this is a very unfair task.
Though a fun one. But, it's a form that I happen to feel pretty comfortable with. And so it sort of helped me organize the process of going from nothing to poem in a couple of hours. You know, had to do that quickly.
Yeah. Well, let's take a listen to what you came up with today about Google goggles.
Through Google glasses, a villanelle. At last, the internet is before my eye. The actual world, merely the consequence of the search terms I supply. Looking up, I see information in the sky, not just birds, but related stories and comments from readers of the internet before my eye, or between it and the world where I am walking and yet at a distance, veiled by the search terms I supply to my glasses. I feel uplifted, high, even almost uploaded. It's intense, merging word and world in my eye. Looking at you, glasses off, though, I feel shy. There's so much these glasses can't enhance about me, so much search can't supply. But with them on, I'm more than a guy at a keyboard. I am a sea board, immense, re-envisioning, according to the internet in my eye, a world, at last, that answers to the terms I supply.
That's the poem, Through Google Glasses, that was written today here at All Things Considered by Craig Morgan Teicher. Craig, how does it sound as you hear it now?
Well, normally I would, not even have shown it to my wife yet. So it's, but, it was a really fun thing to get to do.
Yeah. So, would you think it might be a poem you'd go back and tinker with?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think I'll keep it, I'm happy with it, yeah.
Through Google Glasses, a villanelle, written today here at All Things Considered by Craig Morgan Teicher. Craig, it's been fun having you here. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
And stay tuned. Once a month, we plan to invite a poet into our process, and we'll bring you their thoughts on the day's news.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.